It's the Morning Show on the Ideas Network. I'm Carrie Kaufman. Gender and money are more intertwined than we think. It's not just that women make 80% of each dollar men make. It's that men think of themselves as the people who are supposed to make the money. That plays out in interesting ways in relationships, especially when a woman makes more than her husband. Aaron Reed authored a study recently that shows that when men think of themselves as breadwinners, they are more likely to denigrate their wives' careers. This holds true even if their wives or partners make more. Aaron is an associate professor of human resources and management at the DeGroote School of Business and a contributor to Harvard Business Review, which published her piece, Straying from Breadwinning, Status and Money in Men's Interpretations of Their Wives' Work Arrangements. Aaron, welcome to the program.
Thank you so much, Carrie. I'm happy to be here.
So did the men in your study see themselves? They're split up into a few groups, right?
Mm-hmm.
So how did they see themselves when you started talking to them?
Yeah, so they saw themselves in a couple of different ways. But what brings them all together is that they were all working for this consulting firm that demanded sort of single-minded devotion to work. Mm. Like many consulting firms, they were expected to work long hours. And the consulting firm assumed that men were ready and willing and able to work these long hours, and that if they were married, their wives probably didn't work or didn't have very important jobs, and the men could always put their jobs first. So they were all the men were dealing with that particular environment, and yet they're all in different marriages, right? And so some men sort of easily, more or less easily, saw themselves as breadwinners in the mold that the firm demanded. And what was interesting was that for many of these men, their wives were actually working, and men found different ways to explain why their wives' careers were not as important as their own. Mm. I was interviewing these men about how they cope with the work demands and how they navigate their careers. What is it like to work at this firm? And then tell me about your wife's career. And these men in this category always position themselves as the breadwinner whose job was more important. And their wives' jobs were sort of viewed as contingent, not very important, even when their wives seemed to make a lot of money. I had this other category of men in the study who were very interesting. I ended up calling them bread sharers. These men were married to women who worked outside the home. Some of the women made a lot more money than the men, so like bankers or sort of C-suite executives. But other men's wives didn't make so much money. Maybe they made about a third of family income or even less, and yet men saw their wives' work as deeply important and were willing to make changes in their own careers and in their approaches to their own work that would allow them to accommodate their wives' careers and career aspirations. And in this regard, they differed markedly from the men who identified as breadwinners.
Interesting. And did the men who wanted to accommodate their wives' careers, did their careers suffer at all for that, having that attitude?
I don't know. So what I can tell you is they left the firm at a higher rate than the breadwinners did. So they were more likely to leave. I think those were voluntary turnovers. So they would leave because their wife got a really cool job in another state. And so they would leave and take a job in the other state. Whereas the breadwinners were fairly devoted to staying at this organization and making partner. So if you think about it in terms of having a great career at this particular firm, probably the breadwinners did a little bit better. But I think the bread sharers had interesting careers as well and probably also did very well in the long term.
So what made you want to study how men see themselves when it comes to their careers and their marriages?
Yeah. So this is this project is like an outgrowth of a larger project. When I was in graduate school, I was really interested in why we still have gender inequality in the workplace. It just didn't make sense to me. And it seemed like all of the research and all the explanations focused on women. So what women were doing wrong or reasons why women didn't quite fit in, women's sort of unwillingness to, you know, work the hours that corporations and professions demand. Those were all those stories. And no one was really studying men. And I just thought, you know, men are not, the ones I know are not really so different from women. And yet they have these totally different experiences in the workplace. And so I conducted a study of men at a consulting firm, and I looked at how they relate to their work and then also how they relate to their families. Because I think we tend to assume that women's careers are very much affected by their partners' careers. And we don't think very much about the opposite relationship, how men's careers can be affected by their wives. And this research shows that they are.
And breadwinning specifically, as opposed to bread sharing, this is still a gendered concept, even though more women are likely to play the role of the breadwinner in a relationship.
Yeah. It's total. This concept is associated with men. It's pretty old school. And yet it has this tremendous staying power. Even the men who identify as bread sharers, some of them said to me, you know I work in a company where I'm expected to be the breadwinner and I'm not that. So even though they weren't living that life, it was like a really salient image that they knew they were not living up to.
I'm curious, were there more breadwinners or more bread sharers in this company?
60% were bread sharers and 40% were breadwinners in the way that they identified themselves. So close to 50%, but a high proportion were not doing what the company expected.
And were you surprised by anything that you found there?
So what going into it, I thought it would be all about how much the wife made. So I thought, you know, if a guy's married to a woman who makes a lot of money, he's totally going to identify as something that's not a breadwinner and he'll prioritize her career. But the money seemed less important. The most important thing was how important they thought their wife's work was. So if the wife was a doctor or a lawyer or worked for some nonprofit that they viewed as very important to society, men would always identify as a bread sharer because they viewed her work as very important in and of itself. And then they would explain why, if she didn't make so much money, they would explain why her earnings were so important to the family anyway. Men who did not respect their wife's work, no matter how much she made, it seemed like they would still identify as breadwinners.
So you said that this research is part of a larger body of research. What's the larger body of research, and where are you going next with this?
So the larger body of research is on men in professional careers and why we have gender inequality. And the next project related to this that I'm super excited about is about how men and women's time use is perceived and treated by their colleagues. And I'm calling it time policing. So how women's time can be policed very differently than men's. For example, if a man is not in his office, we tend to give him the benefit of the doubt and expect that, you know, he's probably with a client or doing some work elsewhere. My research is showing, and this is research with Chia Jung Sei at University of College London. Our research is finding that when women are not in the office, people almost always assume that they are home with their families.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so where are men and women? Are men at the golf course like we think they are?
Sometimes. and sometimes women are. Men and women are not so different, but we have all these biases and expectations that kind of change their experiences.
When you were at this consulting firm, presumably there were women who were also working at this consulting firm, and you were there for a long time and presumably interacted with them. What did they tell you, even though this wasn't part of your specific research?
So both men and women were frustrated by the demands the consulting firm was making, and they were frustrated at the same rate. So something like 50 to 60% of men and 50 to 60% of women were really annoyed by the amount of time that they had to put into work. But then after that, they had quite different experiences, I think.
Erin Reed is an associate professor of human resources and management at the DeGroote School of Business at McMaster University in Ontario. She's also a contributor to Harvard Business Review, and they recently published a study of hers called Straying from Breadwinning, Status and Money in Men's Interpretation of Their Wives' Work Arrangements. Erin, thank you for joining us.
Thank you so much, Carrie. It's been a pleasure.
It's The Morning Show on the Ideas Network.